This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you have had the need today to get somewhere that you've ordinarily have taken an Uber or a Lyft to, you might have, depending on what city you're in, have had a hard time finding a ride. Drivers for both companies have been striking today over decreasing take-home pay and lousy job security, while the companies themselves are tapping into the capital markets. Lyft went public in March. Uber's IPO is expected on Friday. And part of the excitement around these companies, and one reason for their high valuations, by the by, $90 billion for Uber, is a bet on their future, where self-driving cars means way less demand for those drivers at all. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looks at what that'll mean for the humans.
Today, drivers have short-term concerns.
Hi, my name is Keyshawn. I'm a full-time Uber driver in New York City.
Keyshawn says he's having to drive more to make the same money. We're not using his last name because he's worried Uber could block his account. And in fact, today's strikers say sudden deactivations are also an issue. There is one thing he isn't worried about.
Driverless cars doesn't really concern me too much.
For now, that's fair. Uber says drivers are at the heart of its service. Lyft co-founder John Zimmer said on an earnings call yesterday that it's investing in its drivers. But then he went on.
Today, Waymo announced that they are working to deploy Waymo vehicles on the Lyft platform.
Waymo is the self-driving car project of Google's parent company Alphabet. And in Uber's IPO paperwork, page 30, it says its driverless car work may, quote, reduce the need for drivers. Laura Lambie at Investec Wealth and Investments says it's that long-term vision that's motivating investors.
Painting a picture of the future, which they will be involved in, where driverless cars will be part and parcel of everyday life.
That future may not feel imminent to the strikers today, but Susan Shaheen, who studies mobility at UC Berkeley, says we need to start thinking about what happens when cars that don't need drivers are routine.
What role can drivers play in this transition to the future?
She says there'll always be roles for humans. Some will be needed as backup safety operators, and there'll be jobs in cleaning and maintaining self-driving cars. Just not as much driving. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.